On President's Day, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. In your health on this Monday, keeping your body and your mind strong as you age. Increasingly, health experts say weightlifting is the best prescription to battle one of the biggest disabilities of age, shrinking muscles. NPR's Patty Naiman reports.
Muscle loss really picks up after the age of 60. People can lose about 2 pounds of muscle every 5 years, which begs the question, can we turn that around?
Absolutely. You absolutely can build muscle as you age.
Dr. David Heber directs UCLA's Center for Human Nutrition.
You have to do what we call resistance exercise, and this can take a lot of different forms. It could be lifting weights. It could be stretchy bands. But the key is you have to stretch a muscle.
This is not yoga, it's not flexibility, it's about lifting weight, stretching a muscle to the point of straining it and then adding more weight. That's how you set in motion the body's natural muscle building response.
The muscle now has to adapt because your body feels, hey, you just did this weightlifting today. This must be your new job now to lift this weight. So your body is now going to adapt those particular muscle fibers that you stretched to be able to take in more weight the next day.
Could you hook up this straight bar for me? Thanks.
Sandy Pally is 73 years old. She works out 5 days a week, 2 hours each day. Today she's lifting weights at the gym at Arizona State University in Tempe.
I use leg extension, I use leg curls, I'll do back extensions, tricep extensions.
Pally started lifting weights about 10 years ago, shortly after she was diagnosed with osteoporosis. She was losing bone mass, which she didn't realize. She was losing muscle mass as well. And weight training builds both. So Pally went to the gym 3 days a week. It didn't cost much, and student trainers were there to help. Within a year, she was able to compete in the local Senior Olympics.
My top score was 380 pounds. I squatted 135, I benched 80, and I deadlifted 165.
Pally has a drawer full of silver and gold medals.
Sandy is like a hero to me. I think she's an outstanding role model.
Mark Peterson first met Sandy Pally when he was a student. Now Peterson's a researcher at the University of Michigan, and he's just completed a study looking at this very question, can older people reverse the process of muscle loss?
What we found was, boy, people beyond the age of 50 make dramatic increases, much more dramatic increases than I think was historically thought.
After 5 months of lifting weights 2 to 3 times a week, both men and women increased their muscle mass on average by nearly 2.5 pounds. Not only did that reverse age-related muscle loss, it actually built lots of new muscle.
If you were to ask me how much strength is enough, I would say I can't answer that question. I think more strength is always better within reason.
Muscle strength and balance prevent falls, which is one of the most common reasons seniors end up in hospitals. But if you're like most people over 50, you don't get much exercise. So Peterson says start slowly with weightlifting. For example, just get in and out of a chair.
The ability to stand up out of a chair is very compromised beyond the age of 65. So actually using one's body mass as a load itself would be a very reasonable way to start.
So stand up and sit down. Do it at least 10 times. Don't push up with your hands. And when that's easy, add a little weight like small barbells. When you get to the point where you're really weight training, Dr. Heber says don't forget to eat a little something after each workout.
If you don't do that, your muscles are going to be broken down because during your exercise, you've developed what we call an oxygen debt, where you have to pay back your body for the energy you've burned. And in the absence of having protein and some carbohydrate, your body is going to take the muscle and break it down to do that.
Sandy Pally thinks it's all really worth it.
I feel strong. I can lift the bags of groceries and things like that without too much sweat.
Patty Naiman, NPR News.